joined. Has joined.
Oh, really?
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening, not to all. Does anybody have a question?
Is Brandy there?
I'm here.
Okay.
Does anybody have a question besides Brandy?
No, I was just tuning in to hear Brandy's question and the answer.
Okay. Brandy, what's your question?
My question was, we talked about the Sephiroth the other night. For each night of Hanukkah that there's one and how they move up and down. And so I wanted for you to explain that and repeat it, if you would not mind.
I do not mind, and I will be happy to explain it, as long as you'll remember it for next year.
I'm fixing to write it down, pen and paper in hand.
Okay. So I'm going to give you some metaphors before we get into the explanation. What's a light and what's a vessel? In your body, you have a body and you have a soul. Which is the light and which is the vessel?
The body is the vessel and the soul is the light.
And if I tell you that the body is a garment and the soul is the vessel, is that correct?
Well, it sounds correct.
Is there a difference between your answer and my discussion of the garment and the soul being the vessel? In order to answer your question, we have to understand what is light, what is vessel. So that's what I'm trying to get to, so that you have that clear understanding.
Well, the soul puts on the body.
Say that again?
The soul puts on the body, and the body is a garment for the soul.
That's correct. But it's also, the body is the vessel, and the soul is the light. It fulfills the body. garment is fulfilling the desire of the vessel to be warm, to be comfortable, to look pretty on the exterior, many different desires of the body, which is the soul. When I say body, I mean vessel. So the soul is the vessel, and the soul vessel has many different desires. So it puts on a garment to fulfill that. But that garment is on the outside, not the inside, correct?
Correct.
Now, when we're talking about the soul being on the inside, then the body is the garment, or the body is the vessel? Or is a garment a vessel? What's the definition of a vessel? A desire to receive is the definition of a vessel. What's the definition of the light?
The desire to receive.
The definition of the body, which is the soul, I'm confused. The definition of the vessel is a desire to receive. The definition of the light is a fulfillment of that desire. Now you will not get confused. You will always be clear because the definitions are clear. If I say that the body is a garment to the soul, the soul has the desire to receive. So it's a vessel. And the garment is the fulfillment of that desire to receive. So the garment is the fulfillment. The fulfillment makes the garment light. Now let's just put it in the form of body and soul. The soul is a desire to receive. It's a vessel. The body is a garment. Therefore, it's fulfilling the soul. Why is that not correct? Because the body represents a stronger desire to receive than the soul. The soul is a desire to receive in order to share. Its nature is to share. So that's where you get confused between light and vessel. Because can a vessel be just a desire to receive? Or can a vessel be a desire to receive in order to share? And the answers to these questions and the understanding of this relationship, which is always relative, everything is changing. And because everything is changing and everything is relative, you have to clearly define things, which is what the language of branches, the language of the Kabbalah does. Now, I'm not going to ask you if you understood what I've said, but as I go through what I'm saying now, You need to be relating it to this discussion of light and vessel. And the reason for that is we describe the light of Chokhmah, the light of wisdom. And we say that in order for the light of the wisdom to enter the level of Malchut, the physical world, it has to be concealed in a belt, in a garment that we call the light of Chasadim, the light of Chesed. Now we're saying they're both lights. The light of wisdom, which is fulfillment, cannot come into the physical world without it being concealed by a garment that's also called light, the light of Chasadim. That's the agreement that was made between the light and the vessel in the endless world. The light said, I'm going to create this world, this physical world, and you're going to live there, and you're going to be broken up into different people, and you're all going to live there, but you can't get fulfillment, the light of wisdom, without it being veiled first with the light of Chokhmah, light of Chasadim. It's got to be wearing the garments, which is the fulfillment. And I know it's confusing, but relativity is confusing. Changing is confusing. So now let's answer your question. On the first night of Hanukkah, there's one candle. On the second night, there's two candles. Is there more light from two candles than from one candle? Or does one candle have the same light as two candles? That is a question you can answer. Malka, you don't get to just listen. Is the light of two candles brighter than the light of one candle?
No.
So the light of two candles is the same as one, the light of one candle?
Well, if you're considering that the light is the desire to receive.
That's not what I said. The light is the fulfillment.
The fulfillment, okay. So the light is the fulfillment of the desire to receive. So you're saying that there's more fulfillment when you light two candles.
That's correct. Are we clear on that?
Okay.
So, what are the sephirot? They're vessels. They're desires to receive. So where does the light go when it fulfills? Does it go outside the vessel or inside the vessel? Does it become a garment or does it become the inner essence of the vessel, of the desire to receive?
So then is the candle then the vessel, or are we the vessel, the light going into us, because we have a desire to receive?
Well, everything has a desire to receive. Everything created has a desire to receive. It is created as a desire to receive. There is a difference between the desire to receive of a candle and the desire to receive of a human being. As part of the discussion, but it's not a real answer, a human being has a greater desire to receive than a candle. The candle has a desire to receive the light in order to share it. The human being has a desire to receive the fulfillment of its desires. And light represents the fulfillment of its desires. So will that light go into the human being to fulfill the desire? Or will that light become a garment of the human being to fulfill that desire? The answer is, you have to define it. Because they're both fulfillments. But one is a fulfillment of an exterior level, and one is the fulfillment of an interior level. Are we being clear?
Yes.
So on the first night, we light one candle. That light that comes to fulfill that candle's desire to receive light that it's going to share, that desire of the one candle, it's bringing the light of Malchut on the first day. And it's going into the vessel of Bina. On the second day, we light two candles. The light of Yesod, meaning the two candles have a larger desire, so the light is more. So the light is larger, which means it's a sephirah up, so it's the light of Yesod. But it's going into the vessel of Bina, because it's in a process of step by step. But in the vessel of Bina is the light of Malchut. So the light of Yesod goes into the same vessel that was fulfilled last night, but it wasn't fulfilled completely, and it pushes the light of Malchut down to the vessel of Chesed. While the light of Yesod stays in the vessel of Bina. On the third day, you light three candles. Now we have three times as much light as the first day. So we're drawing a larger light, which is the light of Hod. And that goes into the vessel of Bina. But the light of Yesod is in the vessel of Bina at that moment. So the light of Hod pushes the light of Yesod down to the vessel of Chesed. But it finds in the vessel of Chesed the light of Malchut. And it says, again, it pushes it out. And the light of Malchut goes into the vessel of Gevurah. You're beginning to get the pattern?
Sort of.
All On the fourth night, go ahead, you were about to ask a question.
I was going to say, as each one goes up, it pushes the other one out, and it forces it to either go up or down.
They're always coming down.
They're always coming down.
There's no up.
Okay.
The light comes down and pushes the previous day's light to a lower sephirah. To a lower vessel. So on the fourth day of creation, you have the light of Netzach going into the vessel of Bina, and it finds the light of Hod there, and it says, leave, go down to Chesed. So the light of Hod goes to the vessel of Chesed, and it finds the light of Yesod there. So it says, you can't be here, I'm here. Go move down to Giburah. And Giburah, when it gets to Giburah, it finds the light of Malchut, and it says, I told you to leave yesterday. Go down another one. So right now in the fourth day, Malchut is in Giburah. The light of Malchut is in Giburah. The light of Yesod is in Chesed. The light of Hod is, my mistake, the light of Malchut is in Tiferet. The light of Yesod is in Geburah. The light of Hod is in Chesed. And the light of Netzach is in Bina. But the vessel of Bina is a greater desire than the light of Netzach. Because the only thing that will fully fulfill the light of Bina is, fulfill the vessel of Bina is the light of Bina. But that's not going to get there till the eighth day. So as we build the candle lighting from one day, day one with one candle, day two with two, day three with three, day four with four, these vessels are not complete. They're not totally fulfilled. So they're still having greater desire than what's the fulfillment. So the next day, with the light of Tiferet going into the vessel of Bina, then all the previous day's lights gets pushed down. So the light of Malchut becomes the vessel of Netzach. And the light of Yesod becomes the vessel of Tiferet. And the light of Hod becomes the vessel of Giburah. And the light of Netzach becomes the vessel of Chesed. And the light of Tiferet goes into the vessel of Bina. That's the fifth day. Five candles, five lights. But they're in the wrong vessels. So each day, the lights push the previous day's light down to a lower sephirah, a lower vessel. So it should be all clear as mud now. Everybody's quiet. Do I need to go through the last three?
It's clear as mud.
Very good. Are there any other questions? On this subject or other subjects?
Uh, I don't have any questions.
Marco, did you understand what we were saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So it has become clearer than it was before the class?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Good. Brandy, you got it all written down?
As fast as I could.
Well, we'll do it again next year if you need to. But hopefully
okay.
you'll solve it by then.
Hopefully.
You all have a beautiful day.
You too.
Shalom.
Shalom. Thanks.